Unit 6, Transportation, Listening and Speaking. D. Listen to the questions and choose the right responses.
1. Excuse me, I'm completely lost. Can you help me?
2. Where is the library?
3. I think I got us lost again.
4. You look a little lost. Can I help you?
5. Sir, would you mind telling me where the nearest bank is?
1. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer. 1. Excuse me, where can I change some US dollars?
Please go to window 7.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Where is Mr. Johnson today?
Haven't you heard? He was injured in a car accident, and he's in the emergency room.
Question. Where is Mr. Johnson?
3. Could you tell me which room Tom Smith is in?
You can ask the nurse over there.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? 4. Excuse me, I am a newcomer here. Where is the meeting room?
It's on the second floor.
Question. What's the man doing now?
5. Excuse me, how can I go to the bookstore from here?
You may take a bus or a taxi, but it's not very far, and you may like to walk there.
Question. What does the man mean? 5. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Excuse me, madam. Do you know how to go to the nearest museum?
Oh, of course. Do you want to take a bus?
No, I would rather walk.
Okay. Go straight down the street, turn left at the 3rd block, and go straight ahead for about 100 meters. The museum will be on the right side of the street.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Would you like to go to the church with me, Betty?
Okay. Where is the nearest church?
It's on the East Lake Road. It's just next to the tower.
Which subway should we take, John?
Number 2.
How long will it take us to get there?
About 1 hour.
Okay, let's go.
Questions. 1. Where are John and Betty going?
How will they go there?
3. How long will it take them to get there? 8. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
Last Monday, Miss White went to work by taxi. When she got out of the taxi, she forgot to take her handbag. The driver saw the handbag on the seat after he got back home. He was sure it was Miss White's. So he tried his best to find her as quickly as he could. Miss White was very happy to get back her handbag and thanked the driver for what he did.